Clouds on the increase today, but temperatures will be mild. We topped out near and above 70 yesterday. We'll repeat that today, just so we'll have a little more cloud cover, with temperatures topping out in the low 70s, and where you manage maybe enough peaks at the sun, especially south of I-10, we may get a little bit higher than that. Tracking a front that's slowly moving southward and southeastward toward the area. It'll bring some showers as far south as about the Florida-Georgia border tonight into tomorrow morning. At this point, it looks like it stays mainly near the Florida-Georgia border through Friday morning, but it'll be quite close, so we'll keep an eye on that. And then gradually, those few scattered showers will shift and develop more south and eastward through the afternoon and into Friday night, lingering into early Saturday before diminishing. It does not look like a major rainmaker, so to speak, but at least some moisture. And it will drop temperatures some, although Friday will still reach near 70, especially southern parts of the area where it stays drier longer. And then cooler air will overspread the area on Saturday. In fact, it'll likely reach the low to mid-60s at the beaches, then falling temperatures in the afternoon, maybe down into the 50s by late in the day. While areas near and south of I-10, west of Highway 301, manage to get into the mid to upper 60s. So there'll be a fairly wide range in weather, and those showers primarily in the morning. But that front won't go far. It won't really make it much past I-4 through central Florida, and it starts to return on Sunday. As it does so, I've inserted a few showers there for that warmer, more humid air that'll be pushing northward. It does not look like long-lasting rain necessarily in any one spot, but also the threat, at least, for some showers on Sunday. And there'll be a wide range in temperatures because of that warm front. For example, near the Florida-Georgia border, temperatures will be stuck in the 60s all day long and may not get really very far above 60 degrees, while the I-10 corridor will get into the mid-60s. And then you get into southern Clay and southern St. Johns County, and temperatures will make a run towards 70 degrees. And that's a prelude to a very warm start to the work week all of a sudden, as that warm front will shift northward into Georgia by Monday, and temperatures will soar at least into the upper 70s and perhaps reaching the lower 80s in some spots, especially south and southwest of Jacksonville. If we manage to officially hit 80 degrees in Jacksonville, it will be the first time since way back in the first week or so, 10 days of December. So it's been a while, although not unusual, obviously, for winter. It's just that we've had so few chilly winters with few warm days like we've had recently. In fact, I've posted about that in the Burrish blog. You can check it out, where we stand right now as far as the number of freezes for the year, how our cold season, winter, in other words, has changed. Going back to 1970, our average temperature is about 6 degrees higher than it was in 1970 during December, January, and February. We're at 9 freezes right now. The average is 15 for the entire 3 months of meteorological winter, December, January, February. So we're really about where we ought to be in that regard. I know it seems chilly, but again, coming off a couple of very mild winters. And then I've also posted a La Nina update, which is the cooling of the equatorial Pacific, which can play a major role in our own weather. So that continues to go in full force. An update in the Burrish blog at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. And finally, a shout out and a huge congratulations to the one and only Corey Sima, who, this is his wedding day. And we want to wish Corey and his bride, Lacey, the very best, of course, and wonderful life together on what will be a beautiful wedding today, this afternoon, and this evening. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center from 104.5 WOKV.